AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Another day of more flight cancellations at beleaguered Southwest Airlines. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled as the carrier struggles to recover from the effects of severe weather last week. Roads are reopening in Buffalo, New York. The search continues for people who may have died or are stuck after last week's blizzard. A driving ban in Buffalo has been lifted. More than 36 deaths have been reported in western New York. Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service says California is in line to get a lot of rain and snow starting today.
Over the whole next week, we do anticipate a pretty wet pattern with a lot of heavy rain at lower elevations and heavy snows throughout the Sierra.
Benjamin Netanyahu has been sworn in as Prime Minister of Israel's hardline government. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
Protesters blew horns and waved pride flags outside the Knesset, denouncing what they said was an anti-LGBTQ and racist government. Inside, Netanyahu walked up to the podium to an eruption of applause. He taunted the opposition. I hear the constant cries of the opposition about the end of the country and democracy. Opposition members, to lose in elections is not the end of democracy. This is the essence of democracy. The opposition heckled him with chants of weak. Netanyahu's allies are pushing for dramatic changes that could alienate large swaths of the Israeli public. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian missiles struck Ukraine in the biggest wave of strikes in weeks, hitting power stations and other critical infrastructure during freezing winter weather. The Vatican says Pope Emeritus Benedict is lucid, conscious, and stable, but his condition remains serious. That a day after officials revealed the 95-year-old's health had deteriorated recently. Stocks have been rallying on Wall Street in early trading. Investors are reviewing the latest government update, showing the labor market remains strong. This is AP News. Novak Djokovic says he has no hard feelings leading up to the Australian Open.
On the issue of Mr. Djokovic, rules rules.
Djokovic was deported almost 12 months ago after arriving unvaccinated against the coronavirus.
It's great to be back in Australia.
There were strict virus restrictions in place at the time. Djokovic says he still has difficulty forgetting his deportation.
But it is a valuable life experience for me and, you know, something that, as I said, will stay there, but I have to move on, as I said, and coming back to Australia speaks how I feel about this country, how I feel about playing here.
Djokovic has won the Australian Open a record 9 times, including the last 3 times he played.
And I really look forward playing there. You know, it's been my favorite slam and results are proving that.
The Australian government overturned a 3-year ban that came with Djokovic's deportation and granted him a visa to return for the Australian Open. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.